Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura. Wow, it's been a while. I've not been on here for a while. I have been burnt out, and I think that's just something I need to come to terms with. I'm not the type to consistently do things and just go on about them, you know, forever and ever. It's just not how I'm wired. Like, if I'm doing things, especially because this to me feels like art, yapping on here every day and just, I don't know, is it art? I'm not sure. What is this? What am I doing? I mean, it is an art. Like, it's in the media space and I am channeling some kind of creativity into this. But is it an art? Like, anyway, who died and made me king and decided that I'm the one who makes all the decisions? If it's art, it's art. And I, you know, never mind. Anyway, yeah, I was talking about being burnt out. Yeah, I needed to come to terms with that. I do get burnt out. And I think with my kind of job that I do on here, I just feel like I have to be a specific way. My mind needs to be at a specific place and I need to be a specific way because I'm being perceived constantly. And as I've grown older, I think that has just grown in me. Not even onto me. It's grown in me. I don't like it, actually. I hate it. But I don't know how I should feel about it. Is it something I should be mad about? That as I'm growing older, I'm feeling the instinctive feeling of wanting to kind of like retreat back to myself and just kind of... Wait, that's not retreating, actually. That's just going back to myself. Just, it doesn't need to be in a negative way. I just come home to myself. Yeah, and I need to like... protect myself from energy, all the energy that I absorb online and attract online. I just feel like it's nice for me to take some breaks. Now, how often they happen is neither here nor there, okay? Let's not get into the nitty-gritties of the story that is not even yours, it's mine. Is it your story or is it my story? I'm starting an argument with you just now. Because is it Mbona Uko invested in my story? Are you going to listen to how I'm telling it or are you going to make up your own ending? My love. Okay, don't be offended. Well, so what have I been up to this last 2 weeks? Honestly, I've been focusing more on my Instagram, actually. I've had a couple of campaigns that I needed to work on. And yeah, I think that's where I've been, actually. So sometimes I don't actually necessarily know what it is I need to say on here because this is not an educational channel, but I do aim to educate though, so I kind of contradict myself. It's my whole world, my entire world is just a conundrum. I don't know, it's just, I don't know. Anyway, so today I started reading this novel that I also am just liking. I think I appreciate an author who grasps my attention and has it and catches my attention within the first 30 to 40 pages. I give you like 20 to have me mad impressed. I don't know. I remember I used to talk to this guy and he told me that, I talked to this other friend of mine and he told me that he likes slow burn books. So like a little, it's like you introduce the characters and you actually get deep into the entire describing and kind of relaying their personalities to us. But I don't know. I love thrillers for this reason. I'm a thrill a minute kind of person. I don't know if anyone has watched, anyone that is listening to this podcast that is not myself and would like to have this conversation with me when I'm feeling like I want to talk to them. When I feel like I want to talk. If you've watched The River, it's a South African movie series. Very short, actually, a very long series, actually. I think it was like a TV drama. It's about a diamond mining company and it's owned by this super evil woman who I just loved so much. I loved her so much that I was at the edge of my seat every time that something bad was about to happen to her because I was rooting that some shit happens and she actually ends up okay. Let me tell you, I went through... I need to explain that when you're watching The River, which is on Showmax, which we unfortunately do not have anymore, but I think we have DSTV. We have Showmax on DSTV right now, no? I think I saw something like that. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, so The River, I think it has like 300 episodes per season, and it has like, I forget this because I watched this in 2022 when I felt like my whole world was crashing in on me, and I felt like I only had myself and my parents and my family, of course. 300 episodes. It has around 7 seasons or 6 or 8. I'm not quite sure. I think 6 to 8 seasons. And it has 300 episodes per season. So I watched each and every one of those episodes. Excuse me. Sorry for my yawning. I watched every episode of every season of that show. And it's a thrill a minute. Every 2 seconds, every 2 minutes, every 3 minutes, there's something so diabolical that's happened that is just like, that show is just a thrill after a thrill after a thrill. It's like I have so much dopamine from watching this show constantly because every minute has something. And that's the kind of reading that I like. You know, it's like, I need you to go and start acting diabolical from jump for you to have my attention. As an author, not as a person, please. Please, okay? I have different tastes in different arts. And in movies, I just feel like I prefer a specific type of acting and a specific type of editing, which is crazy. My boyfriend and I just watched Fight Club this past weekend, and that movie came out in 1999. They remastered it in 4K last year, so the visuals are remastered a bit, but that was some damn good writing back in the 90s. What? It came out in 1999. That movie is 26 years old. Wow. Like, I was born in 1999, I'm 26. So that movie is as old as me, and it's still a classic. Like, it's a really good movie. I hadn't watched it before, but I knew of it as a classic. And I don't know. It was a nice movie. I really liked it. I recommend it. I think I should recommend things that I've also been watching. Oh my God, you guys, I've been watching The Boys. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? What the actual fuck is The Boys? I wouldn't be able to actually narrate The Boys to someone if there was a gun to my head. If I was to give the general concept of The Boys, well, I think I do. I nailed the general concept. I remember telling John about it. It's like, if the superheroes was a business, if being a superhero was a business, and there was like a company that governed all the superheroes, yeah? And they aimed to save the world or whatever the fuck superheroes do. But you find out just like every, should I call it community or every business or every job? But this is more deep because there's like human feelings involved. There's still some, you know, shortcomings with like the personalities of the superheroes, like the assholes. And like, I saw, oh my God, I need to remember this. Association of Collateral Damage Survivors. Victims. Association of Collateral Damage Victims. Yes. I saw that in one of the, what is it called? I was in one of these, what is it called when you go and meet up as a group of people who don't know each other, but it's like a society. It's not even a society. It's like a group, a self-help group. Yes. Oh God. Yes. That word had escaped me. But yeah, so I saw a self-help group in the movie called Association of Collateral Damage Victims, which is basically the victims of the superheroes when they go to save the world, and they don't care what they break. They only want to save a specific thing, but then they want to break everything else. Like, to save one kid, they'll have killed like 9,900,000 people, which is so diabolical even to me. So for real, I really fucked with the concept. It was great. I started watching it, but trust me, oh God, they call superheroes soups. It's like the best thing. You need to get on The Boys. It's so amazing. It's so cool. And it's also extremely disturbing. Let me tell you the concept of one of the superheroes. His name is Homelander. He drinks breast milk. And he used to fuck someone who was a mother figure to him. In a mommy way. In a like being breastfed kind of way. Like, oh God. So yeah, if that's something you'd want to watch Well, be my guest. Trust me and also don't trust me, okay? I'm gonna let you have this one if you don't wanna do it. I also knew of a concert at BND where Bien performed at a club. I've never had Bien perform at a club. I've never heard of Bien performing in a club before. Yes. But maybe he would have during his 30 soul days, you know, maybe. Perhaps. I mean, he's had a really long career, so I'm assuming. I don't know, I would guess. There was that concert. So I had like a little video that I made for my Instagram to kind of market the event. And I'm glad people showed out. It's nice how you guys come through for me when I make videos. Anyway, what else? So Rumi, my cat. Let's actually talk about Rumi. Rumi has been running away from home. Every time someone comes to my house and then they leave, Rumi runs out through the door. He just dashes. He just heads for it. And I feel like he just meowed until one day he connected in a universal meowing connection. Yeah. Where he probably had another meow by another cat around here. Because primarily, male cats don't get on heat. They just, they have to be triggered by a female. So like, they have to like, I don't know, sniff, hear the mating calls. I don't know, whatever. So basically, Rumi was abiding by that call like a crazy motherfucker. Which is crazy because like, who taught him all that shit? Who taught him? He's not hung out with other cats before, long term at least. You know, just when he'd go to the vet for little things here and there, like when he got sick that once and he threw up and I was so stressed all my days. I went and that bill was 10 G's and I was like, Rumi, look at me and look at me properly. My stomachache bills also can't be 10K. Okay. So it's either you eat what I'm feeding you, because he ate my food from my plate, like off my sink. That's when he'd just learned how to like jump on things, and he knows when he's doing wrong, because every time I find him doing some shit like that, like trying to get on a, or I say Rumi, he dashes. He knows so much when he's doing wrong. Anyway, so this one time he ate my extremely spicy food. Oh god, I was stressed. Anyway, so now he's been running away from home to abide by some mating call, I don't know, man, like that, whatever. And people in the WhatsApp group of the apartment complex have been sending me texts. Each time Rumi has been lost, I have found him through someone else. Except that one time when I actually went looking for him and I found him and he ran out. He was still trying to run away from me. Hey, when I'm telling you, I caught him. Anilim Kelelesha. Hey, he heard from me. I wish he could understand so he can feel, you know, because I said a lot of things that I feel like they just went past him. He didn't give a flying fuck about it. Oh god. Anyway, so yeah, I got him. When I found him last time, like when I finally found him, I was like, this can't happen. The last time he ran away from home, when I found him, I said, tomorrow, first thing in the morning, you are getting neutered. Which is crazy, because now I'm like, oh my god, am I denying Rumi sex? You know, like, I feel like every creature should appreciate. But then again, I feel apparently, or I've heard this as a rumor somewhere, I'm not sure if this is true or false. I'm not going to look it up, because I like this. I like this lie, if it's a lie. That human beings are the only ones that have sex for pleasure. So am I actually denying him sex, or am I just, like, bettering the quality of his life? Let's see. I've also heard that he'll become more chubby. He'll become chubbier, which is not a problem for me. But I get scared every time it's time to cut his nails. Because, you know, the bigger the cat, the stronger the paws, the stronger the nails, the more the grip, the bigger the teeth. Oh, God, the more accurate the stealth, the more the weight. It's a lot. And I don't know if I'm ready to live with a full-grown man cat in my house. Yeah, anyway, I think this is all you're going to get out of me for today. I am spent, and I still have to go do my 10K steps because I have this challenge that I'm doing with my partner for 10K steps every weekday. And I hope we follow through. And I know he's actually done that while he was at work. And so he has like 5K left or something. But I probably have like 700 steps today, which is a hell of a lot less than 10K. So I need to go get my butt moving, but my phone is also at 5%, so I need to charge it fast. Oh, God. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me up yet again. I will see you on the next one. Bye.